Well, the goal of citizen surveys is much like, say you're a retail business and you want to know how customer satisfaction is. It's kind of like a customer satisfaction survey. We want to know how we're doing as a county. And we also want to get information from citizens about things that we could do in the future. So we ask questions about growth. We ask questions about the environment. We ask questions about safety. And we want to get a sense of how we're doing. The mission statements and the strategic planning of the county is developed from information like this.
What are you most curious to find out?
Communities try to take surveys every 3 or 4 years so that they can get an idea of over time how they're doing. We have taken some of the questions from previous surveys, and then we've developed new questions. One of the newer questions that we've developed in this survey is about broadband and cellular services. We have a TV and FM translator system that makes it possible for radio and television signals to travel up and down the valley. One of the things that we have been hearing from the community is that we want to have better cell service up in some of the more remote regions. You know, when you go up Castle Creek, you go up Maroon Creek, you go up toward Redstone, up toward the Frying Pan. These are all places in Picton County that have not so great cellular service. Now, we're not in the cell service business, and we're not in the cable TV business either, but we are very motivated to serve the underserved, to allow people to have television signals up the frying pan via our translator system. And if there's anything that we can do to try to make cell service and broadband better, we're going to try to do that as a county. Now, that is very complicated, and there's a lot more to it than just the county saying, okay, we're going to do that, because we're not in the business of providing it. But we did hear from the voters during an election that allowed us to use some of the funding from the TV and FM translator system property tax to study cellular and broadband. So one of the questions on the survey is about cellular and broadband, and we have a feeling we're going to hear a tremendous amount of support, and that's just the kind of thing that could lead to action in the future.
So is it possible the county could be part of an effort to expand cell service?
It is possible that the county could be a part of an effort to find a way to have towers in more places, but there are land use concerns regarding putting up towers in more places. Our community will let us know on this survey, hopefully, how they feel about that. And if there's enough of a push for more service, then there has to be a give and take. You can't have more cellular without more towers. So I'm not saying that we would just suddenly go out and put towers up all over the place, because that's not what is going to happen. But we would have to take a good hard look at our land use codes and see what is possible and what is responsible.